Finding digs at a reasonable price has never been easy in parts of Bucks County, but as property values stabilize in the upper county, the lower half is experiencing an affordable housing crisis, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
Joanne Rowan is a retired nurse who lives in Levittown.
And I live with my son because I cannot afford my own place. Or you have to wind up getting onto a waiting list that is so long, I could be dead by the time, you know, you get called and said, oh, we found a place for you.
Her son, who's almost 40, works at a nearby oil company as an inventory clerk. Her other son, who's also in his 40s, lives with them too. He's struggling to find a job. Rowan says splitting their $1,200 a month rent is the only way she can get by. She's seen cheaper apartments advertised in Bucks County.
But they always will tell you it's a little bit cheaper when they get you to sign on the dotted line. And once you've signed on the dotted line, that's when it seems that all the extra charges that you weren't told about in the beginning start flowing in.
Tracy Meller talks to people like Rowan nearly every day. She leads a nonprofit, Bucks County Housing Group, which helps residents cut their living costs.
The average one-bedroom apartment in Bucks County is $1,050 a month. So if you were a single person earning minimum wage, you'd need two full-time jobs to afford your housing.
Buying a home in the county isn't much easier. Figures provided by CoreLogic show that the median home price in Bucks County is almost $270,000, compared to $113,000 in neighboring Philadelphia. That statistic might not be shocking to some. After all, Bucks is one of Pennsylvania's wealthiest counties. But Meller says there's a divide. In the county's densest portion, in the lower part, many are having a housing crisis.
The face of homelessness in Bucks County is often kind of undetectable because a lot of people who meet the definition for homelessness are actually doubled up or sometimes tripled up with other families.
When talking to affordable housing advocates, it seems like no time is better than now for more resources. Yet the rising demand comes just as the largest non-government provider of affordable homes in the county is struggling to survive.
We have very little financial resources other than what the county is providing us and also what we're getting through fundraising.
Martin Brill is the treasurer of the board of Interfaith, a nonprofit that for nearly 30 years has partnered with religious groups to find low-income residents housing. They own and rent out 80-some units with just one full-time property manager and a part-time bookkeeper. This is how they used to pay their bills. Interfaith would buy a distressed property, fix it up, and sell it to a renter. The home value would be worth more by the time they sold it, and they'd throw that extra profit in a pot for other expenses. But now, renters are having a difficult time getting loans from banks, and home values aren't rising as fast as they did in the boom times. As such, they haven't embarked on a new housing project in 2 years.
Because we've been trying to just limit any new activity and trying to manage the properties that we have.
It's a catch-22. Getting federal aid depends on a renter's income. But in Bucks County, the only people who can afford the subsidized rent make too much to qualify.
Some of the properties do have federal money, and I think there's a chance that may have to be paid back.
Some of the renters have fallen behind, making it sometimes tough for the group to make its mortgage payments. In fact, three of their properties are now in foreclosure and scheduled for a sheriff's auction next month. Overall, there's less money in the pot they reach into to help out their renters. And that's because home values have flattened out year over year.
Would not like to see them go out of business.
That's Roger Collins. He's Bucks County's new Director of Housing and Community Development.
So at the same time, we've got our eyes on the higher goal, and that is if there's another way to structure the 85 units through another corporate configuration, we're open to that.
At Interfaith, members of the board say it might make sense for another group to take over their properties. Being in the real estate business as a nonprofit has never been easy. But in Bucks County, doing it at all these days is seen as beating the odds. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.